begun, our neighborhood has experienced severe noise impacts from train operations, including wheel squeal, or as Metro likes to call it, wheel rail interface noise that is well above what was predicted in the final environmental impact report. These noises occur every day between the hours of 4 a.m. and 2 a.m. without exception. The noise impacts are twice, sometimes four times, as loud as what was determined to be acceptable impacts for our area. My house was the site of the preliminary baseline sound testing conducted by the XL Construction Authority. In fact, my location was the only location used to determine sound levels on the south side of the track for our area. I feel it is incumbent upon this board to be true to its word and mitigate noise impacts to the levels described in the final environmental impact report. I've been informed by Expo that they're conducting follow-up sound tests to confirm actual impact. This is encouraging news. But unless you return to site LT3, the integrity of these follow-up tests will be seriously in question. This week, my neighbors and I sent a letter requesting that you do this right away. It's worth noting there are 24 properties track adjacent along Dunmere. Our letter contains 22 signatures. Everyone along the segment is being affected. We are not anti-rail. We welcome Expo to the community and expect it will be a great benefit to us and to others. But at the same time, we are dismayed and disappointed that it hasn't been engineered and built to conform to the very document which we were assured it would be during the public outreach phase. We ask you to honor your word and honor this process and mitigate these unacceptable noise impacts. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Next item on the agenda will be item 5, the consent calendar. Colleagues, I'd like to suggest that we hold item 5F on the table until after we've gone into closed session, and with that, take up the balance of 5A through E.
Move the consent agenda.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The action of the board. Next item will be
Chairman? Just to answer the gentleman's question, I think Rick Mead is in the audience from Metro. I just want to make sure they met.
Thank you.
Rick, you could speak to him directly.
That would help.
Yes, just to connect the two, since you're both here.
Next item on the agenda will be item 6, general board action.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, item 6A is a request to extend AECOM's contract through December of this year at an additional cost of $4.8 million. As you know, we're going through the closeout phase. We have a lot of work that we still need to do with the contractors. There will still be change orders that need to be dealt with. One of the biggest things will be as-built plans. So all there's 6,000 sheets or something of plans that we're going to have to review. We've had the consultant providing those services, and we believe we're going to need to have them with us at least through the end of the year. We've estimated the cost again at $4.8 million. That'll just be billed out on a monthly basis, and most likely we won't need the full amount, but as the staffing slows down, we'll use less and less of the funds, but we still need services through the end of the year.
There's no expectation that this contract would continue beyond December 2016.
Well, our goal is that the authority will be shut down and everything will be done by December, and cautiously optimistic that'll occur, but we still have the big gorilla in the closet, which is a Kiewit building group, and we have a substantial claim from them, and it depends on how long it takes to resolve that claim.
Any other questions, colleagues? Do we have a motion to approve?
Moved.
Second.
All right, and that will be the action of the board. Moving on to item 7A.
Item 7A is our monthly progress update. As you can see, Mr. Olson's not here. He's on vacation. And Bill Reagan, our Director of Engineering and Construction, will present this item.
All right. Thank you, Rick. We'll go through the slides, so I'll give you the general update here. Expo Phase 1, we have completed all the outstanding field items that were left. We had a couple open items we needed to resolve. The field work has been completed, and we are in the process of setting up closeout meetings with the City of L.A. and Metro. Moving on to Phase 2. We have a few slides, photos. We have, this is the Westwood Station showing some of the train testing that was occurring. The operations and maintenance facility, one of the new vehicles in there. 26th Street Bergamont Station, crossing there, 26th Street. This is some recent activity. We've been in the process of adding some safety measures out on Colorado to address some of the observations we've been witnessing out there. This one is adding these little rumble strips to kind of if people drift off into the area where they shouldn't be as we're crossing 17th Street there. We'll kind of redirect them that they're in an area that shouldn't be. So this was just installed in the last few weeks. And this is a photo of the downtown Santa Monica Station. Moving on to our activities and completion milestones, we are still tracking towards the May 20th revenue operations date. Some of the final activities ongoing out on in the alignment are we're just about finished with the punch list on the guideway. There's just a few open items. Working on a couple of those are station lighting and signage are being some modifications to that to make sure it's safe. Roadway improvements are complete and we're in the process of working through final inspections with the two cities. Landscape, this is one of the last things. We've just completed landscape work and we're working through sign off with the two cities on that as well. And then just a general final cleanup in preparation for opening. Colorado Avenue, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we've been continuing to make ongoing adjustments to safety items out in the street running section between 5th and 17th Street. The operations and maintenance facility is still trying to wrap up their punch list work. We're coordinating that with Metro as they have moved in. The bikeway contract, we're down to like the last couple items in the City of LA section. The Santa Monica section has been completed, and we're in the final sign-off with the City of Santa Monica on that. So a little bit about the local and small business program update. We had 310 small businesses, 220 which were local, totaling $156 million for SBE, and 81 of that was local SBE. Our goal. We achieved nearly a 24% goal on SBE, exceeding our 20%. Sorry, we had a 24% actual, exceeding our 20% goal. On the local side, we achieved 12.1% of our planning 7% goal was identified there. This is all reporting with 99.8% of the project complete. Last slide, just another indication of our local work program, the local hours out of the almost 2 million work hours identified for the project at 99%. Nearly 49% of that was local. the completion of project status, unless there's any questions.
The question I have, basically out of ignorance, which is, it's been 4 years now since Phase 1 has been opened, and I see that you're finally all outstanding field items have been completed. So do you anticipate that there will be an equal amount of time after the opening of Phase 2? And then my question is, what happens with respect to the board? Because you're talking about, you know, ending things in December. So how do you handle it going forward after December?
Phase 1 got hung up on a couple kind of long-standing open items. It took quite some time to sort out the Phase 2 portion or similar activities. We have a much bigger head start on that. We're much further along than we were. So we're anticipating being able to wrap all the same types of activities, sign-offs and approvals from both cities and Metro.
Thank you.
Right, so we will receive and file that item, and that takes us to item 7B.
Item 7B deals with our closeout matrix, and there is nothing new to report. When we go into closed session, we'll talk about a settlement. If we're able to reach that, we'll be able to close another one next month.
Questions, colleagues? So we will file that item, and that takes us to item 8, CEO comments.
Just briefly, this is my last board meeting, as most of you probably know. It's been a pleasure working over the last 10 years on this project. Phase 1 wasn't so fun, but Phase 2 certainly has been. So I guess it all works out in the end. But it's great that we're going to be opening up to the public in a couple of weeks, Expo Phase 2. Combined, when it gets into operation, is going to be unbelievable ridership. Just glad I was a part of it, and certainly enjoyed working with you all. Forward to seeing you in the future.
Right, so that will take us to board member comments.
So first of all, I want to thank Rick for his leadership. So appreciate everything he's done. I know some of us have sometimes been a thorn in your side, but we're all about trying to make this project better for everyone. And sometimes we've agreed and we've worked together, and I know there's still some issues out there that sometimes we'd like to be sorted out in a different way, but we'll continue to work on some of those. I wanted to, unfortunately, it looks like Mr. Miller departed, but wanted to take a minute to talk about some of the issues that I mentioned. One of those was the concern about wheel squeal from the trains, and we've continued to receive a number of complaints even in the last month since we last met. Heard from mostly people who live along North Vale Road, east of east of Overland Avenue and some of the streets adjacent. But we've also heard, as Mr. Miller mentioned, he and a lot of his neighbors on Dunler Place. And later yesterday afternoon, I had an opportunity to be out at part of the alignment with Rick Mead and Bruce Shelbourne from Metro to listen. And actually, I knew the problem was significant, but I would say that the noise, wheeling noise, was even worse than I had imagined. I know that Metro staff is aware of this, and they've been working with Expo to try and do what they can to lubricate tracks or do whatever is needed, look towards a long-term fix. I really feel for the people who live there. We really want them to be happy. Councilman Perez is concerned about their concerns, and hope to find a short-term fix, and it's going to take a long-term fix. Hope to be able to have something for them soon. I appreciate the efforts. Understand in talking to Bruce Shelbourne about this that part of this is the responsibility of Expo and the contractors to make adjustments and that Brian has walked in the last few minutes. I would ask whatever you folks, whatever everybody can do working together to come up with solutions quickly. We would appreciate it. The people who live and have to sleep in that neighborhood, deal with that noise, would greatly appreciate it. The trains really, from my perspective, are not noisy themselves, but there are really two problem areas, two turns that we can see in this area east of Overland between there and the box where the train goes under the freeway. And we would really greatly appreciate whatever can be done to expedite solutions towards that problem. I also should mention that I was joined yesterday in that meeting with my lady Johnson from Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas's office, and I appreciate her and her involved in finding a solution. So whatever we can do quickly to mitigate the squealing noise as quickly as possible.
I'm just curious, what are some of the possible solutions for that problem? Can you kind of enlighten us on that?
Yeah, typically there are various ways that you can deal with it. Some are onboard the vehicle lubricators for the wheels. There are lubricators that you can attach to the rail. Some do oil, some of them do water. There are various means to reduce the rail squeal. Bill, do you have any additional comments? And Bill was saying track dampeners, and so we'll be talking to Metro to determine, because some of them have maintenance issues associated with them, so we'll continue to talk with Metro to figure out what's the most appropriate to do in that area.
That doesn't sound like a permanent fix. That sounds like something that has to be maintained on a regular basis.
Well, it's a permanent fix, but yeah, it's a long-term maintenance requirement as well.
I just want to say it was a pleasure working with you. I haven't been here that long. I wasn't here during the phase one when you had all the issues that you talked about in previous meetings, but it's been a pleasure working with you. Very professional, very calm, very deliberate, and I think that's been well appreciated by the board members. So I thank you, and I wish you all the best in your retirement.
Thank you.
Right. So as Mr. Thorpe noted, this is our last meeting with him. He officially retires tomorrow. It brings to conclusion a 40-year distinguished career in the transit industry. You've left your mark in cities such as Salt Lake, San Diego, and all over here in L.A. County, delivering projects like the Orange Line, the Pasadena Gold Line, the East Side Rail Line extension, and now the successful completion of Expo Phase 1 and 2. 15.2 miles, $2.5 billion, providing the first rail transit connection between downtown and Santa Monica for the first time in 50 years. That's quite an achievement. And you're bringing it to us on time. On a personal note, I would just like to say that it's been an honor working with you. You know, the successful delivery of this project is really attributable to... I'm stepping away from the mic. Your confidence, your calm demeanor, and your steady leadership. And, you know, I also have to say that the quality of your leadership is really reflected in the amazing team you've surrounded yourself with. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with all of you throughout this process. You and your team have really made the work of this board relatively easy, and you are to be commended for that. So with that, on behalf of the board, I'd like to present you with this commemorative rail tie and spike to thank you. You've seen one or two of these in your time, haven't you?
Yeah, just lubricated.
Water oil. That's right.
Take it in the shower.
Right, colleagues, any further comments?
Yeah.
Mr. Clark.
Thank you. Well, Rick, I also want to thank you for your service. And actually, I had an, you know, we go back to even when Expo was just really a concept in a way, when I worked with Congresswoman Diane Watson's office and working with you and the original involvement with it. And I very much appreciate that we found a way to be able to get phase one to terminus at Culver City instead of La Cienega, because we have been the beneficiaries of that for the last 4 years. So we're very, very pleased about that. And it has been, I mean, we find that there are businesses that have relocated to Culver City specifically because of the access of Expo. So it's been a big boon to us, and we can't wait to do our TOD development around Expo and really even make it a true destination for a lot of folks. So we'll do that. On a different subject and related to what Mr. Miller mentioned, my colleague Megan Sally Wells had a discussion with Samantha that was not part of the meeting last time with respect to also the sound studies that would be done on phase one in the Culver City, east end of Culver City once phase two was implemented. And I just wanted to be able to put that on the record and also to ask that there be, I know you're having an upcoming meeting on that, and that there be some follow-up at the next meeting with respect to the schedule for those sound studies.
With that, we'll move to item 10.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Closed session will be item 10A, public employee appointment under Government Code 54957 regarding the position of Chief Executive Officer. Item 10B, conference with labor negotiator under Government Code 54957 regarding the position of Chief Executive Officer. And then item 10C is conference with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation under Government Code 54956.9, arising out of a claim for additional compensation by Skanska Rados Joint Venture. And at the conclusion of closed session, we will return to take up item 5F.